Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
It is really going to be important.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's discuss the reasons human organizational performance helps with this matter. So, I mean, we have to talk about how the world needs to change. We need to talk about how the world that we live in is sometimes one of the most interesting things that we get to do. And we need to talk about why your voice matters when it comes to things related to safety. I think we've gotten to the point that we don't discuss these things, and it's almost like welcome to the world of tomorrow, where the voices of the employees matters more than ever, because we tend to forget to talk about this. And it's like, hey, you need to look at some things here as we're talking today, because I think that we tend to forget that how important you are in regards of what is happening with your organization. Sometimes I look at the show and I think about it as we are the source of safety brought to you by a dash of humor and a pinch of sarcasm. And sometimes we need to talk about some different matters, and I bring in all of these things. And sometimes I know it comes across sarcastic. Sometimes it comes across as things that might be important. Sometimes it comes across as it has nothing to do with any subject matter on the planet. And that's always been the gig. But I want you to sit back today and imagine a world where your employees are just the puppets, Think about it. Following the orders without saying what things they think are important on their own about safety. It sounds like a dystopian nightmare when you really start thinking about it. But for many organizations, this is the harsh reality on how things work. Hold on, don't hit the snooze button yet, because I know that there's more information that I want to share with you, and I don't know where you're located right now, so I want to make sure that we continue talking. Because today we're going to explore how your voice matters, how things need to improve in your organization when it comes to safety performance. I want you to think about this concept, because we talk about it here, and sometimes we don't take a deep enough dive, but I want you to think about the concept of human and organizational performance, also known as HOP. HOP recognizes that employees are just more than mere cogs in machines. And it seems that at times that what people want, they just want the wheel to flow and it to be very robotic. But valuable contribution to an organization's success normally comes from the employees. By including your employees' voices, your team members' voices in decision-making process related to safety, organizations can tap into a wealth of knowledge and experience leading to improved safety performance. And if you really think about it, it can lead to all kinds of real performances changes across the board. And let's be real, your boss can have a PhD in safety. I mean, from whatever, you know, snafu, college, university, whatever. But you've got the on-the-job experience, which is totally different. So why not leverage that experience to make your workplace safer? After all, you're the only one that's going to be affected by the decisions that the people make inside of the C-suite. And don't get me started on those annual safety surveys that no one takes seriously anyways. Your voice matters, and it's about how you use it. I think we tend to forget that. So don't be a passive puppet in your organization. Speak up and share your thoughts and the ideas that you have to make your voice heard. And if your boss still isn't listening, well, at least you tried. Isn't that what most people are supposed to say? But not really. Push harder and find the world that you want. So remember that your voice matters, and so that your workplace can become safer because of those things. And what I want you to think about is that if you kind of had to give it a bottom line and you had to give a 10-point approach to this, maybe this is the layout of the land. Educate team members, inform the team members about the importance of their voice in safety matters and how it can positively impact the organization. Number two, encourage open communication, because I think that that's such an important aspect that we normally don't talk about. Create an open and supportive environment where employees feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and ideas. And I know somebody's going to say, hey, well, this is kind of common knowledge, this one here, but create a safety committee. Form a safety committee made up of team members from various departments to provide a platform for them to voice their concerns and suggestions. Because sometimes we tend to forget on how important that is for people to actually do. What else? Provide feedback, encourage employees' involvement by providing feedback in their suggestions, incorporating them into a safety process where appropriate. Foster a culture of safety. Foster a culture of safety by encouraging employees to take ownership of their own safety and their own safety with their colleagues. Recognize and reward good behaviors. And I'm not talking about giving out the card. I'm not talking about giving out a bonus. I'm saying recognize about, hey, we see that people are participating in safety initiatives and they are suggesting improvement. And make a reference to those things because they're important. The other portion that I think is important that some people like and some people don't is use technology. Utilize technology to gather employee feedback and suggestions, such as using online surveys, which I know sometimes can be silly, but other items that get people to engage. Provide a training. I'm a big training kind of person. Provide training and resources to help employees understand their role in safety and how to communicate their concerns effectively. But here's the catch on the training. You have to have your employees help you with the training. If not, it will not be good. Because they are masters of what is going on inside of that organization. Listen and act. Listen to your team members' feedback and take appropriate actions to address their concerns and suggestions. And then continuously review and evaluate the effectiveness of the programs and make necessary adjustments to ensure that the team's voice is heard and continue to be heard and it's valued. I know that's a lot of stuff today, but listen, I think that these things are super important as we are talking.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one.